There's a famous song, one of the golden oldies, maybe you know it. John Denver's Country Roads, top of the billboards in the 1970s. The chorus goes like this. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia mountain mama, take me home, country roads. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but the Whitecaps, Vancouver's soccer team, they have a fan club called the Southsiders. And the Southsiders have a chant based on John Denver's Country Roads. It's a tribute to the club's origins at Swan Guard Stadium over on Boundary Road. It's usually sung at the start of each half, and it goes like this. Boundary Road, take me home to the place where I belong. Vancouver, pretty mama, take me home, Boundary Road. That worked out better than I thought. Now, I don't know if you also knew this, but Jonathan is a soccer fan. What gave it away? Was it his English accent? His white caps, scarves, he likes to wear them all together, all at once. It's kind of a look. Maybe it was the World Cup match Jonathan showed in the St. Christopher's Church Hall one Sunday, only just making it to the 10 o'clock service. My wife and I have been to a couple of white caps games with Jonathan. We sat in the Southsiders section. I reckon Jonathan knows more words to Southsiders chants than lyrics to common praise hymns. At the game, we sang that Southsiders take on the Country Roads chant, and it's always stayed with me, especially as I think this evening about Jonathan's journey to this point. 10 years ago, Jonathan and his wife Lauren left the UK to come to Canada. They went to seminary at the Vancouver School of Theology. Lauren continued her career in youth ministry, first with street youth at Covenant House, and now as the Children, Youth, and Families Minister at Christ Church Cathedral. Jonathan discerned ordination to the priesthood with the parish of St. Alban in Burnaby. He then completed 2 curacies, the first at St. Helens in Surrey under the supervision of the Reverend Steve Lasky, and a second at Christ Church Cathedral with the vicar there at the time. When Jonathan and Lauren came to Vancouver, what a lot of people might not know is that they sold their house in England. They left good salaries and promising careers in the business and nonprofit sectors. They also left behind their immediate and extended families, their home, the place where they belonged. If we were to talk about it in terms of our gospel reading this evening, we might say that leaving a place where you belong, giving up your wealth, leaving your family and your job, this is the kind of thing the disciples faced as they considered what it would mean to follow Jesus. And Jesus' promise to the disciples wasn't that it would be easy, but it would be joyful. One of the great saints of the church, a bishop named Irenaeus, he once said, "The glory of God is a human being fully alive." Over the last year and a bit, we, the clergy and lay people of the Diocese of New Westminster, we have had the privilege of watching the glory of God fully alive through the people of St. Christopher's. Together, you have resumed regular in-person worship following the COVID-19 pandemic. Together, you have baptized and celebrated the Eucharist. Together, you continued important renovations to this building, enabling food and hospitality ministries which serve the community, particularly seniors. Together with the blessing of the bishop, you discerned the appointment of Jonathan as your rector. As you continue this good work, I offer a word of encouragement and challenge. As a community with a long history, in this town. I imagine you are aware that folks in West Vancouver have a way of doing things. It's the way things have always been done, of course. It's no different in North Vancouver, I can assure you. I want to encourage you to risk doing things differently. Risk a new take on an old song. For example, you will know, I think, that to this day, land titles exist in the British properties, which are a part of your parish, which include clauses stating that property cannot be owned by anyone of Asian or African descent, and that people of Asian or African descent can only reside in these properties if they are servants. And although these clauses were made unenforceable in 1978, the racist language has yet to be removed from thousands of land titles. In 2020, West Vancouver Councillor Marcus Wong introduced a motion that was passed unanimously to secure the resources to strike these clauses from land title documents. But they still remain. Last year, Asian Canadian and African Canadian residents Michelle Tung and Stambile Chabibi spoke out. They were required to present these documents to the district before they could receive building permits for their West Vancouver homes. Now, one of the reasons this is on my radar is because I've heard Jonathan talk about it. He talks about it not despairingly, but hopefully, through the lens of the gospel of Jesus. I sense that Jonathan sees here in this parish a growing awareness of this issue and the humility to engage it and other issues important to your history in West Vancouver. And even as you risk new takes on old songs, I encourage you to take good care of the tradition that has been entrusted to you as a Christian faith community within the Anglican Church of Canada. Keep singing the songs that kept your ancestors going. Deepen your Anglican identity by learning about the saints, your patron saint, Christopher, in particular. Legend has it, Christopher set out to serve the greatest ruler in the world. Along the way, he met a hermit who suggested that if he wanted to serve the greatest ruler in the world, he might consider serving the poor. It's good advice. Finally, taking good care of the tradition that has been entrusted to you also means taking responsibility for it. May the honor that Elder Eugene has bestowed upon you this evening be more than symbolic. For the place where you, the people of St. Christopher's, belong, belongs not only, or perhaps not firstly, to you, nor to the many people, myself included, who for really good reasons have chosen Vancouver as their home. May the good work you have begun towards reconciliation with Squamish Nation continue in earnest, and may God richly bless you. Amen.